Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Well, we're here with Chris Odey from CU 2.0 and amongst other companies.
Here at this thing, CU 2.0.
Okay.
South Bay Credit Union when I get home on Thursday, but CU 2.0 here. Yeah.
Got it. So how is this whole thing? I mean, this is my first one. I mean, I think it's everybody's first.
First live in person one. So, and it's, as you can tell, very well attended. There might be 3,000 people here.
At least.
The virtual version of this translated to the physical version very well. And I got to tell you, it's a lot more organized than anybody thought it would be, right? You can clearly tell that Chris Odey did not put this on.
That would have been just chaos, everybody.
Yeah.
Chaos. Oh my gosh. But hey, so what do you want to get out of it? I mean, what are your kind of your takeaways being from CU 2.0? What do you guys want to get out of this? Obviously, networking and connections.
Networking connections. We've actually got, because we work with FinTech Solutions, so we've got 25 clients here all running around the exhibit hall and at these tables here. So I'm visiting my existing clients, and then I'm talking to a lot of credit unions that aren't participating in what we do at CU 2.0.
Okay.
So I had meetings yesterday with five or six credit unions that don't participate in our call program, don't come to our events, like net new credit unions. So if you're one credit union here, and you're trying to figure out which fintech should I be talking to, it's a little overwhelming. And we can help credit unions narrow that list down. So I'm doing that, and then on Wednesday we've got that curated event, right? The credit union only event.
Yeah.
So if you look around this room, there's probably half these people aren't credit unions, right? The attendees, at least half. So on Wednesday we'll get all the credit unions together for a smaller version, a deep dive, call it Credit Union Day, into like 25 different fintechs. We've set it up like a music festival with the infrastructure room, the lending room, the member experience room, my favorite, the miscellaneous room. Like, how'd you like to be one of those fintechs thrown in there?
Miscellaneous.
So Wednesday should be good, and then because I'm a moron, I drove here in the rain, and I'm going to drive home in the rain back to L.A. That was a stupid idea.
Good planning.
I hope if it takes less than 5 hours, I'll be happy.
That's a decent amount of time, getting back to L.A. from Las Vegas.
I'll take it, yeah.
On a Wednesday when it's raining, I'll take that as well. So, I mean, any highlights so far? Have you been to any sessions or anything like that? Or is it just meetings for you guys?
No, I went to a couple of sessions. They were good.
Yeah.
That part was... The sessions were like sessions you would find at any conference. It wasn't different. It was good, but not different like this.
Yeah.
So the highlight for me was like I signed up for one of these table talk things. Did you do that at lunch yesterday?
I did not.
So the table talk conversation was you could sign up for it and you had to get selected. And somehow some moron selected me. So I sat at a table. We talked about disruption in the community bank and credit union space and what people are seeing. I had eight different people at the table with me from all different, like there were me and Mike Duncan from Bank Choice. Yeah, we were the only two real credit union people there. So it was great to hear the other takes on it. That was kind of fascinating. And then I think the real highlight is going to be the credit union day tomorrow. This is cool, these little 15-minute meetings.
Mm-hmm.
But I could have hung out with Mike Lawson at home.
Likewise. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of meeting requests from some of my old FISERV colleagues that have landed at different fintech solutions. So that's kind of cool. Little old home week like that. And then I've had a few different conversations with fintechs that I've known of, but we haven't worked with at CU2. Like I just talked to Lee from Blend. I know they have a solid solution. I know that they're coming out with a new product, so it's good to get a little early edition of the new product. I met with Chimney. Chimney's an existing client of CU2's, and they're ready to launch their new product. So they created a product that allows credit unions to have their own version of Zillow.
Right?
right? Yeah, so instead of Mrs. Odie going out on Zillow and shopping for homes and rates and Zillow capturing all that data, now she can do that through South Bay Credit Union. So Chimney's got a hot new idea. That was good to talk to them.
It's good timing, yeah. Good. Just in time for home buying season.
I'm really hoping the Odie comes buying a new home, but I don't know. I don't control that, so.
We'll keep it posted on that, all right?
Yeah. I'm on the darn show every couple months, so I'll just let, give you an update.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, we enjoy your presence. Yeah, so, yeah, anything else you want to add to kind of wrap? We only have 8 minutes left. Chris.
Yeah, I know. Did you show the big boards with the timer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
You can see that over my head
right
there. Yeah.
Right there.
So, Mike, who have you met with?
Right there.
What's the interesting, who have you met with? What's been interesting for you?
Oh, God. Well, I met with Ben Maxim from
MSU. Oh, the Reseda Group. Yeah,
the Reseda Group. Yep. They're actually, I have a studio, my studio lounge is like right downstairs, and the Reseda Group is right next to the studio lounge. And so I've been talking with them, and then I interviewed.
Oh, all the Reseda Group companies are in there, too. Yeah, that's cool.
Yep. All six of them or eight of them or something like that. Yep. So, yeah, it was really good to talk to Ben. And Amy Iceman's here as well, so I talked to them. Talked to Nick Evans from Circle yesterday.
Okay, so, all right. I had a beer with him too.
They allow beer in here? I didn't know that. Only you. Only Chris.
I don't know if it's allowed, but I don't think it's illegal. It might be frowned upon, but that doesn't really stop me.
I think the afternoon sessions is encouraged. So
yes, exactly.
So yeah, that's what I did. And then I saw Typhoon's Josh Detar
did
a cereal challenge last night. I was there to document it, and we just posted that video on Steve Bodcast.
Gotta love Josh. Gotta love Josh.
Hilarious. It was hilarious. 4 pounds of cereal in 1 hour for all for Children's Miracle Network Hospital. So, yeah, he did a good job.
That's fantastic.
So that's my highlight so far.
Okay, it would be anybody's highlight, dude. Yeah, it would be anybody's highlight.
That's my highlight, really. Yep. So far. But this one, this is the highlight right here with Mr. Odie.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.